Hey guys, welcome to the Winterhouse Gaming Progress.
Yeah, he really did it. He just fully did it.
Yeah,
that was intense.
I just did that.
I do love that though.
Who are you, by the way?
I'm not Kelly.
Oh,
and I'm David.
I'm Dr. Butthole PhD.
Do you have a PhD in Butthole?
Yeah, I got my Player Haters degree.
You guys are funny. So
we're back.
We're back.
Back again.
Finally. We took a weekend off because
we just were
moving.
Lazy. Yeah,
which sucked.
Moving
I fucking
a lot
hated it.
Of yeah. things.
It was horrible. Nobody had a good time.
You just were not in a good way. You were in a very bad way.
I was in a very bad place. I was tired
energy coming from you.
Yep, I was very tired. I was I was worn down.
You were an old man.
I was ready to just
die.
You know,
David got a really good picture of me in the process.
Wait, what picture was that? I don't remember what picture
that
was.
Him in his new car.
The one that you took of me and the truck on the way back from Lewiston.
Oh, yeah. You fell asleep on me.
Right.
And it sucked. Because I was all alone.
Right.
So what do I do?
Oh, yeah. That was great. that was a cute picture, though.
Jake goes, hey, guess what? Kelly just passed
out behind me. Oh,
hey,
Jeremy's back.
Like hi, Jeremy. Welcome back.
The podcast.
Jeremy
hey,
and
up?
Lady. Jake's like, hey, Kelly has passed out in the back seat. And I'm like, I look back and like, there you are. You're just. You weren't snoring that bad. But the second I said your name, you like popped right through like you weren't even sleeping.
I don't sleep very heavily.
No, dude, it could tell. I could tell.
I don't sleep well. So that's why I wake up just like that.
Boom. You know, the thing is, I can't actually sleep in a car at all anyway.
Yeah.
Like I've tried. Like sometimes I can. Like if Carrie and I are on long trips or something. If I'm really
well, that's a real interesting
tired,
story, Dave.
It is, but I can usually fall asleep if I'm real tired. But normally, I just can't really.
Normally,
fall asleep
I don't fall asleep during podcasts, but I don't know. I might be able to make an exception during this one.
Yeah, it's like all right, I'm gonna do it right
sure,
now.
Some people might feel the same,
guys.
But
Red Dead Redemption 2.
The second
was
just,
we saw
is
the trailer.
Is that a month and a half? Away? No, it's September, right?
Yeah,
September.
Yeah,
but you know,
no, October.
I don't remember.
It's October.
October.
As Kelly said
okay.
so.
I told
guys,
Carrie
you,
that is an absolute
you
pre-order.
Guys, yeah,
There's
you
no
guys
way
saw the trailer for it.
Yep, the second trailer.
Yep.
You're talking about the one where they were around the fire and stuff like that?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't know how many people exactly caught this, but if you go and analyze the trailer in there, you can see a young John Marsden.
Mm-hmm. You can.
In there.
I'm not going to lie. That trailer did not excite me in any way, shape, or form.
Really? Yeah.
I wasn't in, like, awe. You know what I mean?
I'm concerned about it because, you know, with a game that's this close to release,
mm-hmm.
we haven't seen any actual gameplay.
Right. It's all just cutscenes.
Whatsoever,
we've seen. Yeah. It's, we've seen all cutscenes.
Historically, that's weird for Rockstar.
It is a little weird. But from just knowing what the first one was, it's going to be amazing. I don't think there's going to be...
I don't know, man. The big project lead... that worked on everything from GTA 3 up till Max Payne 3, he's gone. And I feel like they've been, morale is like an all-time low over there at Rockstar Games.
Oh, really?
They've been pumping all their energy into Grand Theft Auto Online.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's a massive success, but and they're still consistently trying to beat, like, Fortnite.
Right. But
you have to. I mean...
Speaking of which...
Oh, God. Are we going to talk about that?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I might.
Destiny 2?
Yeah.
Yeah. Activision considering a Destiny 2 battle royale.
I don't think that as much as I keep saying I don't want these fucking battle royale bullshit, I don't think that's a horrible idea. I think all of these first person shooter games should just follow suit because the more they do it, the more people are just going to be over it and done and we can move on to better things.
I mean, you fucking blink your eyes and like, you know, there was PUBG and now there's PUBG and now there's Fortnite and H1Z1.
Right.
And like, it's just, it's
Pac-Man, E.T.
As if I needed any less of a
Hubert,
reason to play
Hubert
Destiny
Battle
2.
Royale.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
That's
Let's
the
do
next
it, man.
Thing.
Yeah. 18 squares. There's going to be 100 people on them.
Yep. I'll play it.
The first to clear all 100 squares.
Street Fighter
Dude,
Battle
the
Royale.
The second they fall, they're all going to be cleared.
WWE
Boom,
Battle Royale.
Or Root Beer Tapper.
Yep.
Yeah, see, we're on the same wavelength, Kelly.
Wait, what about Yo Noid Battle Royale?
Yep. What about Superman 64 Battle Royale?
Perfect. I love it. Yep. Let's make this happen right now.
We can do it. Battle Royale with cheese.
So I do want all that Battle Royale bullshit to go away.
I do too.
Let's put the counter on to see how many times we say Battle Royale.
Yeah.
Battle
Royale. We don't have the counter.
Okay, so did you guys also see the Beyond Good and Evil 2 gameplay?
I did not.
Actually had gameplay up for it. It looks...
I've only been waiting for that for about 10 years, so that's good.
Was it? No, it was 15, wasn't it?
Dude, yeah,
has it been like 15 years for like a reboot for that
game? You know what's funny? I didn't think it had been that long, but I remember back in like 2003, like watching like the anime block of Adult Swim, like when it was good.
Right.
When it had like... Inuyasha and Rurouni Kenshin, Big O, and all that stuff, Gundam, Cowboy Bebop, and I'm like, and I remember hearing stuff about Beyond Good and Evil 2, and then
it just kind of went away.
It fizzled.
I just want to say hi to ICT 95. How's it going, man?
What's up, ICT?
You say ICP 95?
Nope, it was ICT 95.
You almost
I got excited for a second.
You almost made Tony Snipe.
I was going to bust out some lyrics. Yeah,
yeah, dude.
So 2003 was when the first one came out, and then, so yeah, it's been 15 years, which is actually kind of crazy, but the new one looks amazing. I didn't play through the whole entire first one, which I kind of feel bad about now, because I'm excited about the next one, but I'm probably not going to finish the first one.
No.
I'm just going to jump right into the second one. At this point, it's probably just better for you to jump into the second one. It's been so long now.
Just move on. Move on to bigger and better graphics. But I do think that's a pretty high anticipated game in the first place. So I think people are going to really, you know, if that comes out this year, which I can't remember if it is, they're going to, it's probably going to be a contender for game of the year.
BG&E 2? I don't know, man. Like, I've, like, in terms of games that have been in, like, development hell for this long.
Right.
This is, like, the third one, at, like, you know, the third game out of three games that have come out and been consistently crap. Before this one, it was Duke Nukem Forever. But we knew that was game was going to be crap.
That was horrible.
But we knew it was going to be crap because it was fucking Duke Nukem. And then before that, you remember the game Too Human?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that was in development originally for the PS1 by Silicon Knights.
Yeah.
And then it got moved to the N64, to the GameCube, to the PS2, and then it finally ended up coming out in 2007 for 360, and it was garbage.
I think what you're saying is anything that moves platform is probably going to be garbage.
Yeah.
Because it's happened consistently.
Yep. Beyond Garbage and Evil. Yes.
Beyond Garbage and Evil 2. I've got high hopes for it.
Yeah.
I guess that's, you know.
Personally, I mean, Too Human was developed by Silicon Knights, and I personally think that Silicon Knights peaked at Eternal Darkness, Sanity's Requiem for a GameCube.
I don't think that was an amazing game.
That was a long time ago.
It was.
I don't think I ever played that one.
And I think, honestly, other than that, the only other game that they've actually ever developed was the GameCube Metal Gear Solid remake, along with Konami.
Right.
But other than that, I don't really remember what else they did.
Yeah, it's probably because they're not all that important.
No, really, they aren't. Sorry. I call them like I see them.
Pretty transparent about that.
But hey, did you hear the rumor about Nier Automata possibly coming out on Xbox One?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I did see that.
Yeah.
PlayStation 1.
Who cares? Just as a real quick thing about the Silicon Knights, they made Gex. I enjoyed
Gex. They made what?
Gex.
Gex.
Oh, they did.
1994, yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. But anyway.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that looks like that's almost the only thing that they made.
Glover, because that was a sweet game.
Glover?
Yeah.
I'll find out for you, bud.
I wish they'd make a sequel to that. It's probably Acclaim or something. So, like,
it's probably out there. It's probably
I hope Danny Glover doesn't pop up when I write that. Blitz Games.
Glover 2. This time it's personal.
This time I get even more handier.
No glove, no love, man.
Yeah.
Oh, this time there's even more gloves.
What the fuck? what is that?
Glover 2, because you have
hands. They did, Blitz Games did Epic Mickey, which was, I mean, kind of a flop. Wait, do you remember the old Taz game?
No.
You don't remember that?
No.
Oh my god, the old Taz game. It basically, you know all those stupid runner games you get on like mobile phone and stuff like that? It was like that, but it was back on Super Nintendo, I believe.
I know.
But you
Temple
have a road.
Run.
and you have the Tasmanian devil.
Oh, yeah.
You're going down this road and you're doing the spinning thing and all that shit. They made that. They also made Fusion Frenzy.
Fusion Frenzy.
I love Fusion Frenzy.
The first Xbox game ever.
Jake and I loved it. We did the corkscrew one. I think we talked about it on a podcast one time. We had a lot of fun there.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. You weren't even there, you fuck.
Remember Bloodwake? The boat combat game for Xbox?
Oh, yeah. That was terrible.
Yeah.
That was
absolutely I remember terrible. When my buddy Pembroke... he got his Xbox for Christmas, and like that's, you know, like when it first came out with the Beast controller.
Right.
I remember he got Halo.
They're re-releasing that.
Yeah, I know. He got Halo and Bloodwake.
Yeah.
So we basically just played Halo. Like,
who would buy Bloodwake?
Clearly one person at least.
What was the game back on 64 that was good? Wave Runner? Wave Race.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was pretty good. I didn't learn that.
That's not really boat combat.
Well, it's not. It's
boat racing.
It's and it's on the water.
It's on the wall.
Boat combat. Yep. Yeah, they were trying to go to the whole fucking Twisted Metal thing.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Just let that die with Twisted Metal.
Yeah, I saw Crimson Skies for sale at Bull Moose for like $6.
You didn't buy it?
I didn't buy it.
That's so weird.
I got a PS2 controller.
I guess that. Oh, I saw that. You got the blue one.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like rare.
Mint condition.
That's acceptable.
Oh, by the way,
that's acceptable.
I bought stuff. Yeah.
By the way, ladies, we bought stuff. Go figure.
You're so out of character for us.
What? ICT said, but PS4 has God of War. Of course they have God of War.
Of course.
We love God of War.
Yes.
I finished it the other day. I finished it a couple days before you.
I'm still on God of War 1.
Yeah, you're still on God of War 1.
I'm getting there.
Tony's behind the times.
I really, really wanted to talk about it, but we have to wait. And
is there a way that you can talk about it without...
I will tell you one thing.
Can you just like
call... No, I'm not going to tell you that either.
Can you just call like, you know, like names by other names? Like, can you... Like, do you remember when I beat that final boss, the banana guy?
Yo, remember that?
You know what's really funny?
What?
You just said final boss.
Yeah. Final boss. Is there no final boss? Is the final boss like... Is it like something stupid?
You know,
like
the final boss.
The final boss was like yourself, like in your
emotions.
Yeah,
it was unreal.
Really?
Yeah.
Is the final boss like the kid? Do you get to kill the kid?
No.
You have like.
Is there a cheat like in Tomb Raider?
I can't even tell you.
Where you get to kill the kid.
So it's emotional. No, we can't really spoil it.
Yeah.
The story is so fucking unreal and deep.
I'm about to spoil the end of God of War. Basically, the ending of God of War is like Kratos just goes out, and he just has a great day. He goes to the store. He gets a new hat.
What he did do is go home and have a great nap.
And then woke up to a fucked up dream.
Then he had a nightmare.
It's a pretty nice little Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you do have to finish it.
This guy showed up.
I would like to talk about it on our next podcast, so you have a week.
Okay. I'll try to finish every God of War and then that one in the next week.
I'm telling you, man.
All right. Okay.
It's unreal.
I'll do it, man.
I think you should play this one, then go back to the other ones.
Really? Maybe. Maybe.
But the thing is,
you want to talk about God of War like Kelly and I want to talk about Avengers.
I'm going to see it tomorrow. We'll talk about Avengers on the next round.
Yeah.
I apologize. I didn't see it in time. I wanted to, but it's just one of those things.
It's one of those things, dude.
Let's just say Avengers was... fucked up.
Yeah.
Avengers?
Yeah. The Revengers.
I'm going to watch it tomorrow. I promise I will watch it tomorrow.
I'm going to watch it for a second time tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because it's that good.
Yeah.
You should. I'm going to tip my hat to you, sir.
I tip my hat to you, buddy. Another kind of cool thing that I think is fantastic is...
The Fantastic Four.
Okay, so there's the whole Xbox and PS4 battle. You know, that's going on. That's been going on console wars forever.
Yep.
Xbox has done an awesome job with backwards compatibility.
Yep.
Putting tons of things on their store. They're still at $9.
They've always been great.
They have been.
They finally coming out with putting games on that Game Pass that people want to fucking play.
It's
going to
be PS2 games. They're starting to load PS2
games. PS2 games on the Xbox Game Pass?
No. The PlayStation Now.
Yeah, I heard they were adding PS2 games to that, which is awesome.
That's huge.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where I draw the line where it's okay for me to spend $20 a month for it, though.
Yeah.
$100 a year, I guess, maybe.
It's definitely...
Or give me a discount when I bundle it with PlayStation Plus.
$100 a year is $100 a year. Plus what you pay for PlayStation Plus.
So I'm thinking, right.
PlayStation Plus.
You're at $160.
PlayStation.
You'd be at $160 a year for subscriptions on PlayStation.
Yeah. Right, which is a lot.
I think it feels
especially
like a lot.
Especially if you're paying for subscriptions right with Xbox, too, like I am and like you
are. I mean,
are.
You do get those ancillary like bonuses, like you can play them on PC.
Right, like, you can play them anywhere.
Yeah.
Cross saves, you know what I mean, which is cool.
Kind of saves everything to the cloud.
Yeah, so I think the only thing that would sell me on this...
Hello, David.
Hello, Moto. Is if you put all PS1 games, PS2, and PS3 games on it, all of them. I want to have that full
PS5 to watch off of PS3 and PS7.
No, you want to have that original Spyro.
I think it's okay to stop at PS3 because I have a lot of games on PS3 I wouldn't mind going back and playing.
Yep.
But realistically, I won't. If they were on a really easy, PS Now, I probably would go back to play them.
Yep. Dude, you want to have that original Spyro?
I will not
Spyro.
Rest until Nokia N-Gage games are on PlayStation Now.
Yeah, but there's
good
only
luck.
Two that were
Change.org. You're going to see it on there.
The Nokia N-Gage, wow.
It's like that talking into
back.
The bottom of a taco.
It's exactly
it really
like that.
Was, yeah.
Yeah, that's really funny. That I've
Talk
never
about
heard somebody,
a failed concept, dude.
Yeah.
Do you remember? I remember they were coming out with Elder Scrolls Mobile
for Elder Scrolls
Nokia
Mobile?
N-Gage.
Please that sounds God, absolutely terrible.
It Please was the
jump
worst.
Off a bridge.
Yeah, there's a Wolfenstein bridge. Game for N-Gage. Oh God. Ugh.
He loves it. He absolutely loves
I
it.
I love it so much. I hate
voice
it.
Of enthusiasm.
I want to kill myself.
But I think it's a really cool idea that they're doing that. It seems to me like. After a while, when games are actually pre-owned and people stop buying them from the developer should say, yeah, every time someone plays it, let's make it a subscription exactly the way that you do on Spotify. If you get paid by the amount of times people play or whatever, their songs and the games. It should
so
work the same exact way,
So they encourage developers,
right?
Like,
right.
Hey, put your greatest hits out.
The amount of times
put
people
them on display,
download
man.
The game
put them out
should,
on the catwalk.
You know,
no, not mobile, ICT says. But I think that they should do that. If you're no longer purchasing a PS2, PS1 game from a developer, you're getting it from those Facebook marketplaces or you're getting them from Bull Moose, the developer's not making money on it anymore.
Yeah, right.
Why not allow them to put it on a service like that? So
still get
all
money.
PS1, PS2 games should be
the
on
the more did, you download did, it, the more
well,
money you
download,
get.
Well, they like, I mean, and
There's
you
no
have
download,
to remember.
It's on cloud, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was all from the cloud.
Which is awesome.
And you know, for those of us who were kind of like privy, or kind of like savvy in that regard, like the cloud-based kind of, gaming subscription service, there was, what's the one that I was thinking of? It was like an external, it was just like PlayStation Now and Xbox Game
Was it
Pass.
On PC?
I think it was.
On Live?
On Live, yes.
Okay. I think we chatted about
that
before.
It was the predecessor...
Right,
like that would later become like you know more widely adapted by a company
that.
You know that people give a shit about.
Or GameFly did? No, I think it was PlayStation.
They bought on Live.
Now you know what's shitty about
which
that?
Which may have been the catalyst.
I absolutely loved. oh, go figure. I loved On Live. Their app that they had, their software, PC was amazing. You go over, and if you wanted to watch people play, like you do on Twitch. You want me to stop being French here? Is that why you're doing that?
No.
You're such a dickhead. I'm going to stop. I'm going to hold my hands right here. Anyway, so you go over, if you want to watch people play, you scroll over to like the left.
Yeah.
You guys are pissing me off.
I know.
So you go over to the left and then there was this globe. And you go around the globe and you can see people playing live. And you just pick one and you go into it. Like you zoom into it. And
something
it looked
so
fucking
mature.
Cool. It was so cool. I loved it. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
They should have kept that. And then just like.
They did in spirit.
Enhance it. I mean, in my spirit.
Enhance.
I love that movie.
I
said that the other day and someone's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, evidently just being weird.
Sorry, you don't get it.
No, they, whenever I say things like sometimes at work, if I say things from movies, like nobody gets it. So.
I feel you.
You win
he has
some,
found
you
a way
some.
To release TESV six times.
Yep. Yep.
It's brilliant, actually. It's all brilliant.
And now for Nokia N-Gage, Skyrim.
You want to go back to that?
Yeah. Yeah. I just used it as I just used the N-Gage as like a scapegoat. I kind of want one now just
to have
one. I
think I used
one.
It as a doorstop. I mean, it was
probably the best
well, and
use
then after
for it.
Sony tried to do this PlayStation Mobile thing.
Yeah. With the Xperia?
Actually,
with
some
the
of
phone?
Those Xperias were really nice.
Yeah.
And
even the newest Xperias, like, nothing to shake a stick at, man.
Well, the one
although I don't really know why you'd want to shake a stick at anything. Seems like a waste of time.
Hey, man, Yoda likes doing that. Dude. And,
dude, he shakes a stick at everything.
Yeah, yeah. Man.
No, he,
unless
the one
you're
that had the
Rafiki.
The one yeah. that had the little controller, if you flipped it up.
Yeah.
Had the little controller in it. Man, that thing just—it could hold no information.
Is that
the RAM wasn't big enough? It was—it was the worst.
But
thing
that on the controller,
planet.
Man, it was just like the PSP Go.
Yeah, it's funny because people were mad about the controller being small on the Switch, but like, do you remember the Xperia?
Dude, right. Did you have a PSP Go? Because I had one. I loved it.
Yeah,
I thought it was amazing.
I believe I still have one. Like. Kicking around somewhere in a box.
You can't. They were just so unpopular, though.
Oh, yeah.
So bad. Incredibly unpopular. But yeah. I gotta tell you, man, I played the shit out of Monster Hunter on my PSP Go.
Yeah.
That was like my summer 2010. It was unreal.
Man, Eric is still balls deep into that, huh?
Monster Hunter?
Monster Hunter. Yeah.
The thing is, though, like, I don't blame him. Like, that's the Monster Hunter that we've all wanted. Yeah. And. If I didn't have so much other shit to play, I would still be playing it, man.
Right.
Like, I would. And then, you know what I think? I think, you know why I stopped was because, I got sick for like that week. And then by the time I got better, everyone else that I was playing with, like Dylan or Myrick and, you know, and Eric and, who's that other guy? Sophonic?
Sophonic, yeah.
Yeah. They were all just like so far past me. And
you know,
I'm like,
playing that with
it
them,
was hard to catch up.
Yeah, I felt left
and
behind.
The thing
yeah.
about it is too, is like I started playing it so late that for me it wasn't even fun because right. you know everyone was so far beyond.
Honestly,
me.
Dude, like I think if it's just great if game, it's it just
right,
if it was just the three of us, man, like if we started and we went at your pace, well, you know, a pace that was comfortable, I think you guys would enjoy it a lot more.
Like pace salsa,
yeah, pace picante,
pace.
Yeah.
I think you're probably right. I felt way left behind in that game.
Like, and you know what? I didn't really do a good job trying to coach you because I was so busy trying to keep up with them.
I know. It was tough.
It was a shit show, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because
let
Eric,
us never forget Eric, the Monster Hunter release debacle.
Eric is serious silence. About
yeah.
Monster Hunter.
Dude, he is. He is. Like, because he got me into it.
Yeah, he's funny. And his Rick and Morty gameplay was hilarious, by the
yeah.
way. I actually
I didn't
went
get a chance
today,
to watch
today
that.
I watched it all. I did a rerun today on it, and yeah. It was funny. It was really funny stuff.
Yeah.
And I want to get that game, but I'd rather get Drunken Bar Fight.
What the hell is that?
Dude, okay. You're literally just at a bar.
I love the name already.
Or you're at a bar or you're at a wedding. At a bar, and one of the guys is standing there. So there's a guy, a couple guys, comedians playing around with it, and he's just like, "Hey, you know what are you doing here?" He's like, "Do you know any of these guys?" Like, no, the back door was open, so we just came in. You know, oh, well, let's go grab a couple of beers. And he's like, "You want to watch this other guy though? He gets pretty drunk pretty quick." And the other guy, like one of his friends, is going, "I'm already drunk, bitches!" And he goes over and he grabs a bottle, shakes it. And this liquid beer starts coming out of it, and he's chugging it, and all of a sudden he smashes it over his head. And then he goes over to the bride and groom, and they're like getting married at that point. And he goes, "I don't even know this guy." And he like throws his hand, and the bottle smashes on the guy's head. And then all of a sudden, mayhem, and all three of them just start punching and throwing things. And it's so funny.
It was a VR game?
It's a VR game. Yeah, it's like $11 and $12. I'm gonna
get it. We're gonna have to play the fuck out of that game.
Fun. I think that's the one that he mentioned on chat one time. Like, really? Hey, you guys should get this because I think it'd be funny if we played it.
He mentions a lot of stupid things that we should get.
He does.
Then again, he also plays Hateful Boyfriend. So
that is true. Yeah. Sorry, Eric. There's your 2 seconds of fame on episode 44.
Yeah.
You had to mention his
name.
And
then we'll never talk about him again.
No.
Except- and also, let me get this out of the way. Pornhub.
Pornhub.
Yeah, okay.
Obligatory.
We have nothing Pornhub. On Pornhub right now, but we have to mention it every yep. podcast.
Yes, it's in the contract.
What? No. Okay. So when I got back, you mentioned something about some Nintendo lawsuit. I'm not privy to this.
Oh yes, there's. It's stupid. There.
Okay.
Basically, it's just this whole usual Nintendo shit where somebody made something that has to that they're using with the Nintendo Switch. Which has to do with the touchscreen, okay?
Okay.
And the way the controllers are, and the way the controllers hook on the machine.
I don't even think that it has to do with the Switch in itself. It's just a mobile device for mobile devices, not even like the Switch, but...
Right, not the Switch itself, but how the controllers hook onto the touchscreen.
Right.
Okay.
The touchscreen goes down into this almost wide U-shaped thing.
Right.
Yeah. With the two joysticks here, and then the buttons.
Right. The idea was it was like this whole controller that was all hooked together yeah. and the tablet like clicked into it. And it wasn't just one tablet. It was like all multiple yeah. tablets could click into this joystick thing. And it looks just like the Switch.
Yeah.
And they're saying that if they get real far in this, the Switch could actually be they would prevent the Switch and pull them from all markets in the United really? States.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't be able to find it in the United States anymore.
But it sounds like it would still be easier to get a hold of than it was like a year and a half ago.
Probably yeah. better. Yeah, you could yeah, probably
you'd still have a better
online
chance.
Online
yeah.
anywhere. And right. then all over Amazon.
That'd become a real collector.
My theory in this is that they're two completely different things. The Switch is only usable with... The Switch, because it's a Nintendo product.
It's and true. It's true. And they're probably trying to use that as kind of a catalyst.
The Joy-Cons because... are only meant for the Switch. Yeah. You right. can't click them into but any like, I mean, tablet you find, you know?
You know, and this may, you know, patents and, you know, all this stuff may be way, way above, like, over my head. But that almost just kind of sounds like, oh, you know, Panasonic is going to sue Philips because they also make TVs. Like, what the fuck, dude?
Well, not just TVs, but the remote control that runs the TV.
Yeah.
Or what about universal remote controls?
Oh, my God. Nope.
It's done.
You better
it's
not over. Say that. We're going to get sued.
Oh, my God. We could.
Yeah.
Universal anything.
Good luck. We don't have anything.
I just don't get it, though, because if these lawyers really looked further into what these two things are... And what they do and the differences between them, they clearly see that there's really no copyright infringement.
Yeah, because what you're saying is the Joy-Con is for the Switch itself, and the right. other thing is an accessory
for
any
multiple devices.
Type of tablets. Right.
And it can't be used on the Switch.
I am involved in this discussion. I'm Tony very totally, emotionally involved.
He totally gets what's going on.
Yeah, so
Nintendo.
I completely agree with you there. I think I agree with you there.
There was no intent for the Switch to be used on other tablets.
I think if anybody in here has a strong opinion on that, it's probably Carrie, but she's biting her tongue right now, I'm sure.
I think she's asleep.
Yeah. Is she asleep?
She's asleep in the background.
Yeah, she's sleeping.
She's got the blanket on. It's done. it's done. All bets are off. So I got quick something to say about Nintendo.
Okay.
Okay. I owned a Switch for a spell, and I can't really say a lot of great things about it, but I gotta tell you, as a console, it's kind of become like its own like indie like haven. Like indie games are just like flourishing on that console right now. It's amazing.
Like
Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze is coming out yeah. for it, and you know, like I've always been a big Donkey Kong Country fan. Mm-hmm. And by that I mean I played the first three, and I liked them. But and then I just thought the series was done, and then out of nowhere, it's back,
right?
But yeah, I think it's kind of cool that like you know, as a 3DS game, Donkey Kong Country was. A very successful game, and the fact that they're like porting it over to Switch and giving it, you know, all these enhancements and stuff, and kind of giving it the like complete edition, like
right,
you know, I think it's pretty cool. Like,
I agree.
That's really the end of my sentence.
I'm gonna go further on that though.
Please do.
I agree.
Go deeper.
But I think that's Don't also stop. Might be the death of it.
Yeah.
Right.
Because people, okay, so people are buying. consoles for the entertainment. They're buying it for the graphics, but they're buying newer ones mostly for the graphics.
Right.
Now, the graphics on it are great, but not if you're playing an indie game.
Right.
Indie games are normally exactly what they are. They're lower budget. They're indies. They're usually
indie games.
Every once in a while, every once in a while, you'll get like a gem.
It's like a triple A indie game.
Gone Home. That was a huge successful indie game.
Yeah.
Firewatch.
Huge successful indie game. Yeah.
But I mean, I understand that the Switch is the fastest sold console out right now.
Yeah.
But I think the indie thing could ultimately destroy it
because of the exclusives. Everybody's crazy about exclusives right now.
Yeah,
it's insane. It's a little bit of a war, you know, a war right now between the consoles.
Not Xbox.
Well, that's the thing.
They're clearly losing the war.
Yeah, can't wait till Scalebound.
Oh, can we?
We're gonna take that.
That's a touchy subject. Let's just skip that one.
I'm a little bit sensitive about it.
This one's for my homies on Scalebound.
I mean, yeah, I understand that everyone loves exclusives, but I mean, it might just be me getting older and expanding my horizon. How many Zeldas and Marios can I fucking play, Mario Odyssey and Breath of the Wild.
If I take off the table,
seems to be a new one every 2 to 3 years. Yep. So.
If I take off the indie part, you know, or even the exclusive from the table, AAA titles alone are just really not there.
I know, but like, to kind of further drive home the point, it's not really. I'm not trying to turn this into like a Nintendo bash fest. I'm really trying here.
Like episode 38.
Yeah,
right.
That was bad.
Or 37, or the 36. Before that, I thought the Switch was great, but you know, once I really like got into it, I'm just like, wow, okay, these games are coming out for it. Too bad I already played them 5 years ago when they were on PS3 and PS4.
Right.
You know.
No, I mean, I get that.
It's awesome that Skyrim's out on Switch. Already bought it three
it's
times.
Awesome that so, Dark Souls like, 1's gonna come out
times?
On Switch.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You
just
know,
three times, yeah.
You I can buy it for PS4 when it comes out with the remaster with way better graphics.
Great thing that Doom came out for Switch and it's gonna be lower quality, and I bought it a year and a half ago. Like
the Doom.
Like,
I think my brother bought that for me for $20 and I played it maybe 8 minutes tops.
Yeah.
I love my Switch. I do.
The one thing I will say is it's a great travel console. That's all it is.
But
yeah. Right.
Because the prices of the games, if I'm sitting in front of my game system and I've got my Xbox, my PlayStation, my Switch, and I'm looking for a game on the Switch and I see all these same games I can get on the PlayStation 4, I'm going to get them for a fraction of the cost on PlayStation 4. Why would I ever get them and pay more?
Yep.
People keep telling me, oh, it's convenient of taking it anywhere. I don't care that much.
It's not small enough to really be like a truly portable. Because like, if I'm leaving, I don't know, to be on a, you know, take a train somewhere or whatever, leave it on a jet plane, don't know when I'll be back again, man. and I've got like 25 seconds to decide. I've got my Switch. I've got the Vita over here. I'm going to shoot the Vita, hand down, every time.
Right.
But it's like no contest. It's the exclusives factor, though, because PlayStation has always had better exclusives, and you know what you're getting yourself into. Just like, look, you have Persona 4. Like, that's a win for me already.
Well, I mean, really, like, also at the end of the day, I mean, like, you know, I've got like my jacket, my Vita will just fit right in my jacket pocket, fit right in my back pocket.
Right.
I don't need to put everything in a little case and then zip it up.
You could bring Monster Hunter and Persona 4 with you, and you'd be set for games to play.
I'd be set for like 3 days. I'd be lost in the fucking woods.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know why I wouldn't be looking for like food or shelter, but god damn it, if I wanted to finish Persona 4, I could.
That's right.
You could. I think it's absolutely god awful to play multiplayer on the portable portion of the Switch.
Yeah.
I tried it at work one day with a friend, one of my customers, one of our mechanics. Not great. That was probably my own thing, because I can't see small things very well.
Yep.
You know, and it was just difficult. And I'm like, this is not a very enjoyable experience for me personally.
I really had to refrain from making a penis joke about seeing small face. But did I just make one? I don't know.
Indirectly, you did. But that's okay.
I just think the hard thing is for us console guys is to get into the Switch, you know?
Well, mobile consoles are a whole different.
Yeah,
type of it's a people, different ballpark.
They're for filthy casuals.
For filthy casuals, yeah.
And clearly, we're not in that realm anymore.
We're not filthy casuals, and we're not Japanese. So, like,
right?
I guess like we're just not in the demographic.
ICT95 would like to let you know that Dark Souls on the Switch, so you can die on the go. Because who doesn't want to die on the go?
Dude, I would be terrified to play Dark Souls on my Switch because I would break it in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm like, the Joy-Cons. Yes!
Yeah. The Joy-Cons alone, the second, like, even like older
Pops
games.
Joy-Con.
You know when you get mad at a system and then you, like, twist the controllers or squeeze them?
Yep.
You would just pop a joystick off and or Joy-Con
would just,
and you'd be like,
be done.
Yeah. I suck. That's a $90 mistake.
I expect Switch sales to go up 800%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Dark Souls wait, they're releasing Dark Souls for Switch?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Is it the same time the remaster's coming out?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Yep.
I don't know. I think the Switch has never really wowed me and I'm just not I don't know.
I think the latest thing that wowed me was my PS4 Pro.
Yeah.
I feel like at the end of the day, like, you know, we can go back and forth on the Switch all day, and I feel like we'll all just come back to, like, not really having no opinion on it, but we're just kind of like,
eh. Yeah. Yeah. It's a console. I own it. I love it. I'll never get rid of it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a console that I'd
like
to own.
Doesn't mean I hate it. It just means that...
Well, you just said you love it, so...
I do love it. I just, you know...
You love other consoles.
It's not that I hate it. I just don't like it very much at all.
I'm a PlayStation fanboy.
Ooh, I am too.
I'm going to let you in on a secret.
Yeah, I've got the PlayStation hat. Okay, so, and then this guy, we converted him pretty much.
Yep. Well, I mean, I was just on the Xbox train for a while.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's okay, buddy. Welcome back.
Yeah.
We're always happy to have you.
Everybody, you know.
I don't know if you're just saying that or if you're just singing Stain songs now.
It's been a while since I played
PlayStation. So, I want to hear you guys' thoughts on the next Star Wars movie that's coming out. I've heard so many things,
good and bad,
right, left and right. Like, I hate this. I hate this. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. You know, it's what do you guys think? Should they do this? Should they not do this?
I'm hoping
it's an origin story. So
I'm hoping it wows me. Like, I had no opinion and no expectations about Rogue One, and then
right. That's kind of how I
blew me out of the water.
Rogue One. And that's kinda...
But I can't take a Star Wars movie seriously with Woody Harrelson in it. Come on.
It would be.
It's.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
But it has Emilia Clarke in it. And I.
You what? Oh, just no words.
Yeah.
No words. It's just you steal my heart.
Yeah, right.
I mean, does it fit in the Star Wars universe? I mean, does it. Do you think it will seamlessly be able to?
Man,
I don't know.
Transition.
I want it to do good.
I feel like the weird thing is, and I don't know if you guys are gonna like really like kind of like understand, you know, get what I'm talking about. If you know the character of Han Solo, you know that he's really all about himself, and I feel like the movie,
he's a little cocky.
The movie is kind of all about itself. It's kind of meta, and it makes fun of itself a little bit in the sense, it's a Han Solo movie, what's up, you know? So, like, I feel like the attitude of the movie kind of echoes the attitude of, like, Han Solo
himself,
right.
Yes.
Does that mean it's going to be good? I don't know.
I'm kind of excited that Glover's in it, though. Because I love him.
Oh, Donald Glover? Yeah,
yeah.
Dude.
He's pretty awesome.
Cool. Troy Barnes, man.
Yep.
I have high hopes for it.
And it's still I still find it funny that Paul Bettany's in it.
Yep.
Do you remember him from Knight's Tale?
Yep.
He was the one walking naked
just
down the road.
The fact that they did Rogue One so well with actors that were basically no names at the time.
Like, aside from what? Felicity Jones.
Yes.
Yeah.
besides whatever the fuck her name like, is. They did Rogue One with people who were not very well known besides her at all.
Calm down.
And it was awesome.
We know.
Good save. Good save, buddy.
Yeah. He was trying so hard to.
He was,
he's got a little bit of a crush on
trying to bring it,
someone very specific in those movies.
I don't blame him.
I don't blame him either. I'm just
If
I like the female leads, man.
Yeah,
he does
strong female leads.
Good things. Patience not here. She.
Wait, she is here.
I can, oh my god, Patience.
She just got real awkward. I just remember
that you were here.
Yeah, that was a little weird, Dave.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think.
Would you care to recant that statement?
No, I'm not going to recant that statement because she's usually not here, and they're being so quiet over there.
I'm not even going to take it back. I'm glad she's not here.
Actually, I forgot Ariel was here, too.
Yeah.
Carrie's usually in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Fucking dove. Look at that fucking little asshole.
He's like, fight me, bitch.
Anyway, I do think that, I don't know. I'm a little nervous about this one. I think I'm nervous about it.
I'm hopeful, but definitely nervous.
Yeah. Now, wait, are we going to, is it the same time as episode one? Like, I wonder where the timeline
lies before.
Way before that?
I mean, well.
No, I don't know, man. I think it's around that same time.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Episode one status?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to think about how old Anakin is compared to how. Wait. I'm going to have to look into that.
Right.
Because I'm thinking, sure. I'm not sure where that lies
in
the timeline.
Doogle.
Yeah. I mean, Doogle time. Do it right now, but.
Let me Google that for you, man.
Figure it out. That. We'll bring this information to you in just a second, guys.
I mean,
we ask the tough questions.
Yeah, we ask the tough questions.
Sean Hayden.
And then Dave answers them with Doogle.
Real VIP King has a question. Have to have three people webcam, like a podcast type, on OBS. Sorry if not understandable. OBS just kind of, you just have to add cams to it and then size them kind of wherever you want.
It may look like we know what we're doing, but I'm pretty sure the fact that this hasn't crashed yet is like nothing short of a miracle right now.
So OBS, basically, you know, you have your overlay and then you add your webcams in.
That's a good
on the list. That's all you do.
You have to give it support.
It's kind of hard to explain, really, but it's easier than it sounds. But if you Google it, you'll find the right answers.
Our OBS is crying probably right now.
Yeah, I think it is crying, but my CPU is only at 6%.
Good job, so CPU. So,
yeah, that's not too bad.
No.
So anyway.
All things. Kelly, I don't know if you've gotten in on this, the PlayStation Humble bundle right now.
No, I haven't. It's only $15.
It's over soon, man.
Right.
And not too much longer, because $15, you get Dead Rising 1, Dead Rising 2, the Resident Evil like HD remaster.
People are going kind of apeshit about that bundle,
dude.
Because they've
we
never
haven't
actually
had a really good one in a while.
We haven't.
The last really good one that I got was the Rockstar Games bundle, and then before that was the 2K bundle.
Yeah. So I'll go through it real quick, so
please
everybody
do.
Knows. It's the pay what you want Humble bundle. Dead Rising, Dust Force, Crazy Taxi, and Monkey Ball. You pay like I think $1 or $2 for that if you want, and you can get those games. If you pay just a little bit more, which is $11.92, you can unlock Resident Evil Mega Man Legacy Collection.
Which
Resident
already
Evil
has,
Code
like, what, seven games in that?
Yeah, Sonic. It's got seven games in it, and that's for PS4.
Right.
I mean, that's awesome. Sonic Generations, Binary Domain, and Alien Isolation.
Yeah.
Which was kind of
that's
a PS3? AAA.
PS4.
That's PS4.
Okay.
You pay $15 more, you'll unlock Dead Rising 2. Valkyria Chronicles.
Yep.
And there's a couple other things, but that's just stuff for Humble Bundle monthly subscriptions. That's a great deal.
Yeah.
That is a fantastic deal. And the first one, it's not $2, it's just one. So you pay $1, you get Dead Rising, Dust Force, Crazy Taxi, and Monkey Ball. I loved Monkey Ball. I thought it was great.
Yep.
It was the first time I ever used a motion controller to move something on the
Wii.
You
used a motion controller or you used a motion emotion controller.
I used my pure
emotion. My emotions
to control.
I got that monkey going so fast with my emotions.
Pure
but if you don't know anything about Humble Bundle, I guarantee you will be kind of blown away by what you find on there.
Yeah, you get all of this shit for like $2, and then if you add a little bit more, which is like 11 then you get a lot more shit.
You get a lot more shit. you pay some shit, and then you get a bunch of shit. Pay a little bit more shit, you get a lot more shit.
You pay $15, you get a lot
That's
of shit.
That's the shit, dude.
Wow.
First time I actually ever used a motion controller was for when the PlayStation Move like first came out, and it came with the PlayStation Move Sports. Which was awesome, dude. Yeah. I used to play so much like frisbee golf.
Frisbee golf,
awesome. Yeah. And then you could unlock the haunted characters pack. I was playing frisbee golf as the fucking Grim Reaper, and it was the most hilarious thing on the face of the earth.
Sounds hilarious.
It's great. And then I got to play bocce ball.
Bocce
as a skeleton.
Hey, yeah. Dude, I did play the bocce ball. Yeah. But the funny thing is, I didn't play it when it came out. I played it like probably 10 years later. When it came out, and then lawn darts.
Yeah.
Remember the one that had lawn darts in it?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah. I used to love that.
I love real lawn darts, but you can't sell those anymore. They're incredibly dangerous. They will kill you.
Yeah. I saw a bunch of kids one time throwing them at a barn instead of up in the air.
Yeah.
They were like holding the back of them and just chucking them at a barn.
Yeah, just dude.
Sticking.
That's how you do it. Wood.
You mean you weren't doing that?
That's how I used to kill small woodland creatures.
That's how we killed wolves.
That's why we don't have any squirrels anymore.
Right. So and a sad story for anybody that plays Minecraft. We were into that pretty hardcore at one time.
Yes.
The next Minecraft update is an aquatic one, which is very cool. It's going to be the last update on legacy consoles.
Really?
So it's only a matter of time before a lot of things just aren't going to be able
now,
to
what
be used
what do you
anymore.
Qualify as a legacy console? 360, PS3?
Yep.
The
anything,
end?
Anything PS, anything
not
before
Xbox
PS4
One,
and Xbox One.
Switch, yeah.
Yep.
So, Switch, PS4, Xbox One, and PC.
But the thing is, that stuff happens anyway. I mean, after a while, it costs them money to have this stuff, you know, supported on these systems.
Yeah.
Same thing happens with Microsoft and different versions of
pay people to code. Right. You know, even though it's right. You know, you might not think there's much that much of a difference between coding on Xbox One and coding on 360. There is.
There's
and that,
quite
you know
a bit
that's
of difference.
You know a lot of people that they have to pay to do that.
Right.
You know, and I can't
and
imagine
if you want to see the actual difference, all you're going to do is try to put a hard drive in a PS4
yeah.
and then try to put a hard drive in the Xbox. Good
yeah.
luck. It's not that easy on Xbox.
Yeah.
You know?
They may market it to be that easy, but let me tell you
Well, PlayStation gives you the directions on how to do it. Those guys are awesome.
Yep.
I love the PlayStation.
Remember how, even on, like, the Xbox 360 that's over there, it's so simple. You literally, there's a tab on the hard drive. You pull it out.
You pull it out, pop it back in.
Yeah.
Yep.
It seems like they're veering away from a lot of, like, on the last iteration of Xbox 360, which really streamlined it. Like, it feels like they're kind of veering away from, like, everything that they, like, you know, we waited so long to get on the 360. The first generation of the Xbox 360 was kind of a garbage design. Like, it really was.
Right.
I don't know who designed
so
that fucking console,
and,
but
like,
they
every
were
3 months,
on...
you get, like, the red ring of death.
Yeah, they were pretty heavy on, like, acid
Dude,
or something.
yeah.
I can't remember how many Xbox
Let's make it look like a fucking rocket ship
on,
like,
red
you
ring
know,
of death.
Had sex with a UFO. Make it stand upright.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I enjoyed swapping out hard drives on those and learning how to do that. But it was also a nightmare.
Yeah. And then there
I
were
think
so
actually
many.
Carrie was telling me when I first got my first PS4, which I still have that one. That's actually the one that is on its last leg.
Yeah.
But
dude, I mean, 6 months ago it was on its last leg.
Yeah.
Now it's just crawling. It's Anakin in
still...
episode 3. It really is.
It still runs. It's just, oh my God, it's real bad. Well, anyway, she goes, I was like, I'm going to change out the hard drive. It's like my second day.
Yeah.
She's like, no, you don't need to do that.
You're going
to
avoid the warranty.
I'm like, yeah, but it gives you, I mean, it kind of gives you directions to do it in the package. So you don't have to, it's fine. You don't void the warranty. And she's like, no. And I'm like, okay, I won't do it. Like, 2 days later, I did it. Like,
yeah.
I didn't tell her. But you know what I never did?
Yeah.
I never redid it later. After they allowed more than just a terabyte, not even a terabyte, 800 gigs to be used, I still only have 800 gigs to use when I have a 2 terabyte in the system.
Yeah.
So one of these days I might do something with that particular hard drive, but now that I have the new one, I don't have to worry
I mean,
too
that
much
was,
about it.
I mean, that's probably like better than me. Like, I mean, I was Kelly and I were at Best Buy like a couple weeks ago. And like I was just, you know, like killing some time, and then I'm just like,
I'm just gonna do
it. I'm buying 2 terabyte my hard drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you call me. There's any easy way to do this? No, there's no way. No,
there's
easy
really
way to do
not.
That.
There's
you
no way.
When I hooked my
you just
old
gotta
PS4,
plug it in and wait.
Yeah.
When I hooked my old PS4 in, you could do it like via USB. I did it. It was like 60 hours
yeah.
to transfer over all that data. I'm like, I can download it from the internet faster than I can do that.
Dude,
so that's
Dave
what I ended up doing.
Has a massive backlog of games.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing a license share with me,
yeah.
so he can see all the games on there.
Yeah, I just scroll it's through occasionally to big. See what I want to take
There's
and play.
There's a lot of games.
Yeah.
It's unreal the amount of games yeah, that
I'm
are on
so,
that freaking system.
I'm just so, like, incredibly, like, amazed. I mean, like, even with my my backlog
yeah.
of digital games, it's just, frankly, it's insane.
Even the games, like it, for me, it's just like too much with how fucking busy I am all the
time. I do wish that there was a way I could transfer my digital collection into a physical copies.
Yeah, that's why,
and then
like,
vice versa.
Right. That's why, like all my digital, cool. all my digital copies that's of shit that I don't really care about. But like, and I thought that Eric was the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like then I saw that he like digitally bought like Dark Souls 1.
Oh no.
And I'm like, if he's like the same way that I am, like I have a physical copy of Dark Souls 2, 3, Bloodborne.
See, that's the thing.
You know,
too.
And now I want a physical copy of Dark Souls 1 remastered right. to have them all.
But that's the thing too, is that's the way that I am. Any game that I really care about, I'm gonna have a physical copy of it.
Yeah, because
I don't because
theoretically
copies of games.
Theoretically, when you own a digital game, you don't really own it. Like, you buy the rights to use it and play it.
Right.
But technically, they can revoke those
at any
time. Well,
the thing is,
if
there's a fire, you always have it.
Yeah.
That's one of the good things about it. If someone steals your system, you still have it.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of good things about having a digital copy over a physical copy.
Right.
But in reality, I do like to have
a
physical
game
collection.
I'm an old school guy. I like to have a hard copy.
Right.
Yeah.
You're a gamer. You're a collector, just like the rest of us. You like to have that physical
yeah.
copy.
Not
that's
to
how
mention,
we are.
Like, I mean, we're getting to the point where, like, you know, on my phone, like, I have a database of, you know, of games, you know, where I scan, you know, it's so if in case there's a fire and I need to, you know, like, submit a claim or like an insurance claim or something, you know, there's a record of all.
Hold on. Terica streaming says, I'm confused about the two people in the back of the frame of the top left guy's camera. You're talking about these two people right here.
Yeah, they're fucking weirdos.
They're trying to be out of the camera, but in reality, they're in the camera.
Yeah, like duck down a little bit more. I need you to snake it.
This one right here. This one right here is Ariel. That's Tony's lady.
Oh, come on. Don't say that publicly.
This one over here hiding under
I'm
the
sorry.
Blanket.
I love you.
This one You're over great. Here hiding under the blanket is my girlfriend. And
there's
then,
one more on the couch back there that's mine.
There's another one on the other couch.
She's really hidden. She's just like...
She's
might as well be on Mars. Yo, peace.
Yeah.
So... That
give us
no
a dab.
More no more confusion. Now you know who they are.
Yeah,
they're not just random people that we invited over for the podcast.
Yeah, the hookers don't show up till later.
Yeah,
they go home and then the hookers show up.
The hookers will be here after
the
they
13
leave.
Peanut yeah. butter hooker gangbang. Yeah, coming yes, soon to a podcast near you.
We are in the same room. My front living room is like 25 by 23 feet.
What? Yep.
It's actually a huge room.
Yeah. I'm actually not in the same room. I'm actually on the moon.
But yes, we are all in the same room.
On the moon.
I could reach over and touch both of these guys.
And you haven't yet?
Why am I not getting an over the pants tan stuff right now?
Why do I not have like an under the shirt, over the bra situation right. happening?
All the angles make it look like three different rooms. Yeah, no,
yeah.
I get that.
I'm actually underwater.
He's underwater.
See, I can reach over here and hold Dave's hand,
yes,
and I can reach over here and touch Dave's hand.
It's a weird love triangle.
Yes.
And I have the power to, at any time, just reach over and just end the stream.
He could. Yes.
He yells,
Tony,
like, Dave yells
Tony
like an,
is God
a
right
racial slur, and I'm like,
and yank everything out
and I'm
of the
just
computer.
Like, shut it down!
Please.
Oh.
Please don't do that. I would be very happy if you didn't do that.
Yeah. You gotta have a drink there, Dave. Come on, you gotta light off the sauce here, buddy.
Dude, this is really, really
good. What is it? I want some.
It's cream soda and rum.
Can I have some?
Yeah,
I want a drink. It's just a sippy cup, too.
It is a little sippy cup. That's
good for my tiny hand.
If I drop it, I can just. There's a possibility
Well, damn, if that isn't delicious, dude.
Dude, it's so good. You know what this tastes like?
I might have to get drunk.
You know those little tiny root beer barrels?
You don't hear Tony say that every day. Root beer
barrels.
You know those little candies? Looking
at you, Ariel.
Yeah, yeah.
I said you don't hear Tony say that every day.
I might have to get fucking drunk.
It tastes like those little root beer barrel candies.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's not classy rum. It's just Calico Jack, which is probably the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
Or is the bottom of the barrel.
Admiral Nelson.
But, yes, that is actually what it is.
Wait, Admiral Nelson. No, this is Calico Jack.
Okay, so it's the other bottom of the barrel.
Corporal Dave.
Corporal Dave.
It's the other captain.
It's something that I fermented in my basement.
With my piss.
What the fuck? Oh my god.
Lieutenant Tony.
Lieutenant Tony.
Captain Kelly.
Captain Kelly.
Wow. You guys did this. This is all your fault. What are you going to do?
I'm okay with it.
It's fine.
Are you okay with it?
I really am. Detroit Become Human comes out May 25th.
Hey, also, there is a demo out for that right now. And if you guys have not
if you don't play it, then fuck you.
So, fuck you.
Why? Oh, wait, because I just said it.
Yes. Terica said that should have gotten some Sailor Jerry. I agree.
Sailor Jerry.
I agree. Okay.
Well, right. What about some Jerry Gurgich?
Detroit Becoming Human. There is a demo, okay? I played the first part of the demo. Did the girl die? Did you guys save the girl?
No, I haven't even played it yet. I saved
the girl.
You saved the girl?
Yes.
Did you die?
No.
Okay, I died. I like ran over. I know. I ran over.
Dave, what did you do?
Grabbed the girl, pulled the girl onto the roof.
And then the guy shot
and
you.
Like, nope. And I dove to the guy and pushed him down and I died with him.
Dude. So how many choices can you make at any given moment?
There are like
3.6 million.
Yeah, there are 3.6 million out. I'm not going to buy it.
I wanted a 3.61 million.
You could get it.
Zero out of ten. Would not recommend.
At the end, it shows you all the possible scenarios that you could have went through.
Wow.
Yeah, for the whole entire thing.
It literally lists
them
all.
Every single time.
Literally.
Literally.
Endless.
Actually.
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 So, basically what they do is every second counts. Okay?
Literally.
So,
he's not joking.
When you go in and you're like looking up clues and all that stuff,
yeah,
and you can actually wait, and then you hear someone die, like someone else dies.
Some of the SWAT members,
they die because you're taking too long, or you're choosing to do something over going out there and helping.
They are literally dying, folks. In a figurative game,
that word is now going to be banned from the podcast.
You can choose basically to save this girl without any conflict from the guy who's holding her hostage, or you can basically hold off and have these SWAT members die and get all of the information on this guy that's holding the girl hostage.
Right, right. So you can literally. You can choose to go into his psyche. And kind of
evaluate him.
Evaluate him.
You're gonna go into a psyche. You gonna buy him a drink first, or what?
I never buy him a drink.
I just
you're going to his mansion or something.
You know, I just called him by his name, and then I told him that I felt.
What is his name?
Eric got him killed. Like sniped.
Eric played it. I haven't even played it. Wow.
What the fuck, bro?
I know.
I've been busy playing Beyond Two Souls.
Which is free. What I need to start playing because I downloaded that. That's a free game. I'm upset that
you aren't playing it right now.
You better not shake
that finger at me again.
So, are one of you guys going to get? Are you going to get Detroit Becoming Human?
I'm going to get the Steelbook Edition because it comes with Heavy Rain.
Okay.
A digital copy.
I'm only getting the digital copy. I'm only getting Light Rain.
No. But it's
I'm going to drizzle it most.
It's remastered Heavy Rain, not blocky figure like hand Jason! That looks like a block.
Jason, yeah. You had me at drizzled.
You had me at drizzled.
What the fuck?
Hey, Dave.
I'm sinking in my chair.
Hey, Dave.
What?
Why did Snoop Dogg carry an umbrella?
Why?
For drizzle.
What the fuck?
Get it?
Wow. That was loud. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That game comes out the 25th. And also, it sounds like a really fun game, but I'm going to be too busy playing Dark Souls, which comes out the same day.
So, oh, yeah, that's what's going to happen to me is I'm going to play.
Eric got a Dark Souls 2, Dark Souls tattoo. Let's all make fun of him for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, fuck you, Eric.
All right.
I what love you, Eric. He goes from let's make fun of him to just make him cry like instantly.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's okay. You, he thinks I'm cute, so, you know.
He does.
He really does. Fine. We have photographic evidence of it.
We actually do. I can take a screenshot of that right now.
So I'm actually sad that Eric hasn't received his gift yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am too.
What is going on with it? Did you make sure
Can you grab that version right there? Right directly behind you?
We're going to give you a nice screenshot to look at later, Eric.
Oh.
Right in front of the speaker.
Yeah, right in front of the speaker. Yeah. It's like laying up right there. Okay, so the funny thing is, okay, so Eric sent us this picture one day, what we ended up doing is I took these like stickers that you can put on your phone, and I put a really cool hat on him and glasses, and then his cat. Move it over a little bit, the other way. Right there. Okay, you see his cat's got really cool eyes. And then I sent him that in the mail, and he hasn't gotten it yet. Yeah, so he doesn't know yet that he's going to be getting that. If he's just
watching it.
If he's going to watch this in the next couple days, which he might, surprise Eric, that's what I sent you and your friend Kenneth.
He specifically asked to be sent that. So,
well, the thing is, I was like, hey, guys, we're going to be selling these. Let us know. Winterhouse Gaming will sell them. And the guy's like, hey, I'll take one. I didn't sell it. I just gave it to him for free.
Why not?
Wow, yeah. You just cost us money.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tony.
Sorry, Carrie. So anyway,
we take ourselves so seriously, and we work tirelessly every single week or so.
Accurate.
Every single whenever the fuck we feel like it. Yeah it's
every
much.
Single Tuesday for me, but sometimes not Thursdays because fuck
life. Life. Because fuck.
He's like, fuck Thursdays. Nobody cares about Thursdays. It's a stupid day anyway.
I went to go see Owls instead.
It sounds like a better alternative.
It was a hoot.
Streaming for people. Your fucking puns are just unreal.
I feel like that was just a regular pun. I feel like it was kind of on the nose.
Were those some puns for your buns?
One thing you're good at is timing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's time.
Your mom said that too.
I think it is time. We're at like 2 hours an hour and 2 minutes. Not 2 hours, 2 minutes.
Yeah, we usually try to keep the podcast a little bit short.
Now we're going to go ahead and plug the usual things. May 19th. We're going to be at Great Falls Expo. They'll be there. I actually might not be there. I might have to work.
Oh, that sucks.
So, yeah, AKA the Dave and Kelly show.
Okay, funny story. I took that day off the same day that I put in the Dark Souls release and for my vacation. All of them went through except that one. I'm technically waitlisted on that one. There are two people in front of me for that day.
Right.
But, like, even though I put that day in the same day I put in for all my other vacation time, that was the only day, like, that I didn't actually, like, officially get off yet. So, like, I'm trying. I might just be, like, sick for that day.
Yeah, that's fine.
But the thing is, they don't give a shit.
Unless like, they watch this.
No, they don't. They literally don't care, like, for whatever reason you're not going to be in.
Right.
That's why they give you, like, a certain amount of hours every year to just not be in.
So, cool story, bro. So on June 21st and 24th, we're going to be at PortCon Maine doing a show with Controller Throwers. They are other homies. Twitch affiliates. They are very cool.
They are the only other cool people besides us.
And everybody else watching.
And everybody else in the world, yes.
Check out Controller Throwers. They're really cool. They do all the really, really hard games that people just want to throw their controllers on.
They do.
So that's where they get it.
They
do the games that we don't play.
Okay.
Yes. Also, Toos is one of the members of Control Authorities, and he does a Thirsty Thursday. So he makes up these really cool drinks. He made us this really cool fire drink that was called Bloodborne.
We told everybody.
And it was fantastic. I'm telling him again. Can I do that?
People miss these things.
No. If you want to know these things, you have to watch every week religiously, because, you know, we do this podcast seemingly at random.
Yeah.
Random times. It used to be a very... And now we're playing fast and loose with this podcast
it's
now.
19 right now, and we're still doing the podcast.
Yeah.
July 14th and 15th in Portland, we're going to be doing Volume 2 of the Pine State
That's
Con.
That's Portland, Maine, not Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Maine, not Portland, Oregon.
Not Portland, J.A. Pan.
Willy Wags.
Yeah.
Not Portland, C.A.
We're still kind of in the Willy Wags.
Yeah, it is. Also, November 10th and 11th, we're going to be in Bangor doing the... Volume 3 of Pine State Con.
Also, in October.
What day?
Someday in October.
June something. 19th?
What day?
No, 24th. June 24th?
I thought it was 21st.
21st?
Yeah. Was the Control Authorities thing?
No, we're doing a Sea Dog event, but I just don't remember that one anymore.
Oh, I thought that was May something.
Oh, May 25th.
May 20th.
Yeah, that is the Sea Dogs.
We're going to be down in Portland doing an event with Sea Dogs because they're actually our sponsors. And I apologize for
the incorrect dates.
Forgetting this.
And also, someday in October, we're going to be at Nor'easter Gaming Expo.
Dude, we're doing so much shit this year.
I know, we really are.
I need to take a nap right now just to think about it.
I know.
I mean, the fact that all of this
I'm already tired tomorrow just thinking about
it. Blown up and people actually want us to do things.
Don't say blow up. We're going to get flagged by the NSA, dude.
We'll talk to you guys later. Thank you very much.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks.
See ya.